Thank you, Gary, and good morning. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee will hold hearings on the Klamath Dam removal project today, and local officials have made the trip to Washington, D.C. to provide their input. Local tribes will be represented by Troy Fletcher from the Yurok Tribe and Haley Hutt of Hoopa. Supervisor Mark Lovelace will present a statement to the committee urging his support for the Klamath Agreement that will see four dams removed from the river and millions of dollars in federal funding used for river restoration. Lovelace has prepared remarks for the committee, which is chaired by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden. And in those remarks, Lovelace states, and I quote, "These agreements are the very model of a well-crafted compromise. No one party gets everything at once, but the broad majority gets something they can live with, and the entire basin gets stability," unquote. Opponents are lining up against Assembly Bill 76, which is included in the fiscal year budget package. The bill, according to government watchdog groups, would amend the Public Records Act to allow local governments in particular to deny requests for public records because the state will no longer reimburse counties and cities for the cost. Government agencies would no longer have to abide by the 10-day response requirement, and the bill would make it optional. Opponents have also registered their complaints about the last-minute inclusion of the trailer bill into the budget package, saying it was done to hide the fact that state leaders are interested only in saving the money that is spent in complying with public record requests. Governor Brown is expected to sign the bill, but said in a statement issued yesterday that he wants voters to have the final say through an amendment to the state constitution, and I quote, "We all agree that Californians have a right to know and should continue to have prompt access to public records, and I support enshrining these protections in California's Constitution," unquote. On Tuesday, the Arcata Fire Protection District Board of Directors voted to end talks with Humboldt Bay Fire Department with regards to a proposal to share administrative services. Arcata Fire initially proposed the idea to Humboldt Bay, which would have merged two administrations and saved taxpayers $140,000 due to the reduction of administrative costs. It would also have provided additional officers and one fully staffed engine for every fire response. Humboldt Bay Fire will continue to provide Arcata with mutual support. And local law enforcement agencies are on the lookout for 24-year-old Fortuna resident Lance Henry, an inmate who walked away from a work crew on Wednesday. That crew was clearing brush on the College of the Redwoods campus at around 2:15 when a correctional officer noticed that Henry had not returned from using the bathroom. Henry was serving time for a violation of his probation, and he is described as a white male, 6'1", approximately 155 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a white T-shirt, blue jeans, and black work boots. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
All right, move him out.
What's up, Sarge?
Gotta leave here. See that sticker?
No, I'm blind.
Me too. But Queenie told me it says Humboldt Termite and Pest Control.
So?
Being termites, we can't stay. Matter of fact, most of us won't make it out of here.
It's tough being a termite.
It sure is, mate. Even harder with Humboldt Termite and Pest Control on the job.
I wish I worked for them.
Right. Let's go, mates! Keep it moving!
Call Humboldt Termite and Pest Control today, 442-4334.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In November, Arcata voters overwhelmingly approved a measure that would tax residents whose electrical usage went above a baseline average for a single household. The measure was generally thought of as a step to combat the spread of indoor marijuana grows in local neighborhoods. But as Deputy Director of Environmental Services Karen Diemer explains, the measure actually grew out of environmental studies.
The tax was born out of two studies. We did a study of all of our greenhouse gas emissions in 2000 that we release as a community in Arcata. We did the same inventory in 2006, and for the most part, we saw statewide or nationwide trends, with the exception, we saw a 30% increase in electricity use in the residential sector.
Diemer explained that the usage tax is imposed on residents who use the equivalent amount of power used in three normal houses in Arcata, and that the city's long-term energy reduction plan was the driving force.
And it looked at how do we, at this point, move to, you know, sort of a penalty approach to we need to knock that specific electricity down to be able to meet our reduction goals that we have in Arcata.
It doesn't hurt that the energy usage tax does affect indoor grows, another issue the city is dealing with. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.